Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Monday, 7th of August, 2023. Today's topic is, do not forget to forgive. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 18 verses 21 through 27. Then came Peter to him, and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till 7 times. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee, until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Verse 23. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down, and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Verse 27. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. Memory verse. Matthew chapter 18 verse 21 and 22. Then came Peter to him, and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till 7 times. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee, until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Forgiveness is the act of pardoning an offender. In the Bible, the Greek word translated forgiveness literally means to let go, as when a person does not demand debt repayment. In his parable of the unmerciful slave, Jesus equated forgiveness with cancelling a debt. Matthew chapter 18 verses 23 to 35. When Didier was 11 years old, he witnessed his mother, a street vendor in Colombia, shot 38 times. This drama led him down a path of alcohol, drugs, and crime as he struggled with what he had witnessed. Didier found out who his mother's killer was, and intended to retaliate, but after a friend brought him to church, he got saved and changed his mind. Instead, he forgave his mother's murderer. One day, he saw the man sitting on a street corner and approached him. Didier embraced him and told him that he had forgiven him. Christian youth, avoid grudges and forgive offenders. Jesus, in our text, instructed Peter to forgive as often as 490 times a day. It takes a transformed heart to forgive. Forgiveness provides good health and peace of mind. Beloved, forgive. Quote for the day. Avoid grudges and forgive. The challenge for today is forgiveness, an expression of love. Prayer. Lord, help me to love and forgive others.